Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sierra Unfiltered with Skylar and Sierra.
Woo! The gang's all back together.
Together but apart.
Together but more than 6 feet away from each other.
More than 6 feet. Skylar is in her house. I am in my house. Mm-hmm. If you're just listening to the audio version, we are on Google Hangout right now. So it took us a little while to get this all set up, but now that we do, I think we can make this a more often kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like Nick Vile has been doing his podcast, The Vile Files, this way. And so I kind of feel like I'm on The Vile Files. Like, I feel like I'm Hannah Ann.
I will do my best Nick Vile impersonation, which Nick Great. Vile doesn't, he doesn't really have like a... like an impersonable...
a certain intonation, yeah.
Yeah, you know how there are like people that are really good and fun to impersonate, and then people yeah. who are like, I don't know how to do that.
He's not like Adam Sandler.
No, no.
Or like Hannah Brown.
No.
Like Hannah Brown would be fun to impersonate. Anyways.
You listen to more Bachelor podcasts than almost anyone I know, and I say almost because of my wow. grandma.
I'm glad to be in the same vertical as Grandma Golf Cart. But you listen to more Survivor podcasts than I think anyone. Like, not Probably. Just anyone I know. So we're in kind of the same boat.
I feel like I need to get into the Bachelor podcast because it's definitely a rabbit hole that I, like, yes. fall into. But I don't, like, I don't fully, like, submit myself. I'm not, like, take me Bachelor podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to fall into you.
I mean, I think you have to start with Chatty Broads because, okay. like, genuinely, I would want to be friends with both of them. Like, okay. I always get tagged in things. They're like, your favorite podcast. And then it's like, Chatty Broads and Sierra Unfiltered. And then, like, Aww. A couple other podcasts. So I think they're kind of, like, similar personalities. They're people we could be friends with. And okay. then they also have really great insight. And Becca was on The Bachelor, so.
I didn't know wait, is it Becca Kufrin?
No, so Becca from Ari's season. I think she was like 22 when she had like a short pixie cut. And like then we're just starting off talking about The Bachelor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wait, that's the Becca. Everyone was tagging me in her at is like, what's your sign, right? Or something like that? No. Is that someone else?
I think that's someone else.
There's someone from The Bachelor who apparently doesn't shave their armpits. And I went off on Twitter a couple nights ago.
Becca doesn't shave her armpits.
Okay, so that's
it
her.
Must. Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone was so saying funny. That she's like a great person to follow for like some yeah. body hair positivity. So mm-hmm. I followed her. But I didn't know that she was Chatty Broads.
Yeah. No, it's all coming together. This is so funny because I was listening to your guys' episode from yesterday, and in your hot take, you were talking about Bachelor in Paradise, and Steven wasn't able to participate in the Love is Blind Bachelor talk, and so I just kept pausing it and, like, talking to Kyle and saying, like, what I would say to you. So it feels very full circle that now I actually get to
You're
talk
like,
with you
I
about
would
this
like
stuff.
To be part of this conversation.
I would love to talk about Love is Blind with Sierra.
So before we hop into like our hot takes and everything, I mean, I guess first, mm-hmm. what you drinking?
I am drinking an oat milk latte.
Delicious.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking ice water out of my bridesmaid's tumbler from my soon-to-be sister-in-law. So cheers
That's
through
so
the video
exciting.
Camera.
Aw, cheers.
But yeah, I mean, it's crazy to even think about, but... like her bachelorette party got canceled And it's crazy to think about how many weddings and bachelorette parties and that kind of thing are being canceled and postponed. And
What month was their wedding supposed to be in?
It's in September. So it's still like somewhat tentative. Kind of tentative safe.
Yeah.
Which it's, I mean, it's crazy to think. Even a month ago, we would have had no idea that something in September would be like a question mark.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I know. There are so many things being canceled. It's so sad. I hope that they still get to have their wedding on like their date with their vendors and everything.
I hope so too. I found out the other day I was doing a FaceTime call with Hannah Witten, and she's getting married or supposed to get married on the same day that my brother is.
Aw, that's so exciting.
Which I was like, oh, that's so cute.
But I remember when they first got engaged and like both of us were freaking out and like sending each other screenshots about it.
I was so excited. Hannah. I was so excited for them. She's just the best. And I'm excited for my brother to get married. And I just love weddings. Mm-hmm. They just make me so excited.
Agree. I don't go to nearly enough weddings.
I know, right?
I feel like I just need to join like a club of like people in their 20s who are in serious relationships just so I can get invited to all of their weddings. Well, like after that, like we don't need to continue our friendship. But like.
But I just want to go to the wedding.
Yeah. Which dancing, good food.
Apparently some people find weddings to be like a chore, which I just like can't understand, because you're getting
cannot relate.
You're getting to witness like a top moment in that person's life. There's food, dancing, like happiness, and it's free. Like what is, like, I get that small talk isn't for everyone and there's a lot of small talk at weddings, but like come on, it's a fun time.
It's the best. It's like the perfect mix of like, it's romantic. There's usually like alcohol and dancing and it's like a party. I don't know. They're just great. 10 out of 10. I love weddings. And then even if they like aren't great, then that's kind of like fun and funny.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like if like people go off the rails with speeches, it's like still good.
Yeah. Like, you know? I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where I left and I was like, that was not a good time. You know? Like
exactly.
Even if it's not like, you know, maybe perfect.
A storybook romance.
Fairy tale. It's still fun. Like I still had a good time.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think I definitely have never been to a wedding where I don't know a single person. Like, no. I feel like even if you aren't good friends with all of their friends, there's always at least like one person you know, or you can bring a plus one, or you know what I mean? So I feel like there's always, I don't know. I love weddings.
Anyways, like especially after having gotten married, because I actually hadn't been to that many weddings before I got married, and now I've been to a good handful. But I think when I was planning my wedding, I didn't have all of that much to go off of. And every little thing about it was, you know, stressful and another thing to plan and another thing to pay for. But now that I've been married for almost 2.5 years, every wedding that I go to, Stephen and I always have that one moment where we like squeeze each other's hands and we're like, ah, I remember when we did this. Like, it's always like, you know, gives us a little reminder of our wedding and makes it like extra special.
That's so sweet. Aw. Now I want to go to a million weddings. And I know that weddings. Won't happen for quite a while.
A long time. But before we get into our hot takes, I think what everyone wants to know is just how are you, Skylar? How are you doing? What have you been up to? How's motherhood?
I am very good. I feel like quarantine is kind of just like the life of a new mother anyways. Like I think that the only difference was I was having people come visit a lot. So like you came over, Jessica would come over like once a week, my mom would come over once or twice a week, my mother-in-law, like I was still kind of staying in my bubble, but people were coming to me and Kyle was going to work. And so I feel like a lot has changed, but also not that much has changed for my everyday. I'm not someone who was like going into an office and now I'm not, or you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm very thankful that I haven't like lost my job or you know what I mean, that I'm very privileged in where I'm at right now. And so although it's a very anxiety inducing situation, I'm very grateful to be one of the most fortunate situations that people could be in. But I'm good. Motherhood's great. Milo's good. Kyle's good. We're all good.
Yay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't even think I told you this, but I guess if we're talking about, ooh, like motherhood and pregnancy and all that stuff, I got my first period back yesterday.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, which is like,
congratulations.
Thank you. So, but my OB had told me that once I get my first period back, then we're in the clear to start trying again if we want to. And so our original had been, as soon as I got that period, okay, cool, my body's ready, we can try again. But yeah, I feel like there's definitely been an added question mark because of everything that's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like a hard no, which also, you know, complicates things. Like, we talked to my OB and she's like, there's no reason you can't try to get pregnant. It's just up to you if you think that would be, you know, too anxiety inducing for you right now.
Yeah.
So then Stephen and I, we had talked about it, but we hadn't like fully come to like a hard line decision. And I know that the ball's really in my court about this. Stephen's not going to push hard either way, because at the end of the day, I'm the one who, even though it's half his baby, I'm the one who went through the miscarriage and has to decide if I'm willing to go through with another pregnancy and know that that's a possibility with everything that's going on right now.
Totally.
So I still don't really have like a firm answer, and I've got, what, 2 weeks to think about it?
Do you have like a direction that you're leaning in either way?
I'm leaning towards trying, just because I do want to be a mom so bad. But I think I also just want to make sure, regardless of when we bring a baby into this world, that I'm being as responsible as I can about it. Not even just for the baby, but also just for me, and making sure that I'm taking care of my mental and physical health, and knowing that that's going to be complicated by the state of the world right now, and just trying to make sure that I make the best decision. But, you know, it's one of those things where people are going to keep having babies no matter what. And as long as I am in a good headspace about it, I think there's no reason that we can't.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I obviously am not an expert on your feelings or the coronavirus
you're
situation.
Kind of an expert on my feelings.
I mean, a little bit, but I'm not you. But I feel like for me, the biggest thing would be the mental health aspect of it. I think that you're someone who has dealt with your own mental health struggles, but anxiety has never been your primary concern.
Never.
And I feel like the biggest risk with this current situation that's happening is that so many people are having such bad anxiety, and that if you were already having that, then also trying could add like another layer to that.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that whatever you guys do, you'll make the right decision. And I also think that, I mean, you're very religious, and so I think it's kind of one of those things where it's like in God's hands or in the universe's hands, or, you know, I feel like you guys are going to have your child when you're meant to have it, and, you know, you'll have the perfect one for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's another thing I've been thinking about is, like, I think if we do decide to try again, like, whether it be this cycle, next cycle, whatever, I do think that it won't be as active as, in trying as it was before, just because I think in a way I have kind of been robbed of that experience of just like pure bliss of finding out you're pregnant. Like, I don't think I'll ever experience that again in the same way that I did the first time, because as soon as I see that positive, I'm going to know everything that comes with that of, okay, like, we're going through this all over again. I could have a miscarriage again. You know, I don't think I'm going to get as instantly attached as I did before, even if I try to fight that. So I think making the decision to not, like, actively try, which doesn't really mean anything except in my head. It just means that I'm not going to get myself worked up every cycle that, like, oh, my gosh, this is it. I could be pregnant.
Well, and, like, I mean, I would imagine also probably not taking ovulation test strips is like religiously, and tracking everything and wearing your bracelet, and you might eventually get back to that place, but maybe just starting off by being like, we're just going to do what we're going to do, and not put so much pressure on it.
Yeah. And trust that it'll happen when it's meant to happen, whether that's now or later or through adoption, it'll happen. And I don't know. I'm I'm grateful that my body is at a place where my body is saying that we're a go.
Yeah.
Which actually, it was very weird. I was filming a video. I don't know if I've told you about this video. I am doing a video about how I kind of like relearned to love myself after the miscarriage. So I started filming this a month and a half ago. And like when I was in like a dark place but knew I needed to get out of it. Like I was ready to kind of get into a fresh headspace. And I finished filming it yesterday. And then yesterday I got my period. And I was like, I feel like this is the literally my body saying like, we're ready to move on. Like we're closing the chapter. We made this video. We made all this mental progress. And like, we're ready to move on from this. And so it was very, I don't know, I've never gotten like emotional about a period. But it was like good emotional. Oh,
that's so beautiful. I'm so happy for you. I think that what you were saying about like not being able to see a positive pregnancy test and just feel totally blissed out, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. And so I feel like it's really awesome that you're opening up about that and sharing your experience. Because I mean, it's completely different and not the same in any way, but I had a very traumatic birth experience. And so Kyle and I have been really, really discussing if we're willing to go through that again, potentially, to have another child. And in the end, everything wound up fine, but it was like 6 days in the hospital and a baby in the NICU and all sorts of things. And so I feel like it is so interesting because I went through my first pregnancy and was just like, oh, you know, childbirth will be what it is and I'm sure it'll be fine. Everyone I know has had a fine birth experience, and like my mom and all my friends and everyone just talk about how it's like you're there for a day or two and maybe it's not great, but then you're home and you're good. And for us, it wasn't that. And so I think that I now view pregnancy in a different light, knowing that I'll have to go through 9-10 months of that anticipation of the birth, you know, not even considering all the complications that could come in pregnancy. But
right. Well, I totally see what you mean, because I remember at the end of your pregnancy, you were just full on like, I am so excited to have this baby and get it out of me, and I'm just ready to go in. Do you think that if you get pregnant again and you go through a pregnancy again, that at the end you will be like not as apt to be like, I just am so excited and let's go to the hospital? And
no, totally. I think that there are a lot of things that I would do differently, and I'm sure at some point we'll do like a birth story podcast.
I think everyone would about it. Love that.
I would love it. I feel like it'd be fun. It could be fun to have Kyle on too, just because I feel like he probably had such a different perspective of everything that was happening, and even little things of like Milo got wheeled off to the NICU and I saw him for maybe like 5 seconds before like he got wheeled off, and then Kyle went with him. So Kyle is a lot more informed about like everything that happened in the NICU while I was still in the labor and delivery room, which was a lot. It was like surgery and x-rays and all sorts of stuff. And so I feel like it could be interesting to kind of have that opinion also. But I think that definitely going, if I were to try again, like I would definitely want a doula. I would want like a lot more advocates. I don't know. And so I related in that I feel like once you have a negative experience, it kind of taints.
Yeah.
It kind of takes away from you ever having a fully positive, optimistic
it outlook. Takes the rose-colored glasses off for sure.
Yes, absolutely. But anyways, what is your hot take for today?
Okay. So my hot take, I know you're going to agree with me, but I'm pretty sure like most of the people watching and listening are going to disagree and disagree hard and tell me I only feel this way because I live in Southern California, which is fine. Go off in the comments. So my hot take is that what people say is bad weather is actually good weather. And what I consider good weather is what people say is bad weather. So, for example, I went to Chicago for a work trip. And everyone who I had meetings with there and stuff while I was at work was like, oh, sorry you came during the worst weather. And it's like, 20 degrees, beautiful, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, I should say, for any of our international listeners. Beautiful snow-covered grounds. Mm. I'm in like a fuzzy jacket. It's fantastic. I'm cozy. I'm warm. I go outside and my nose gets a little red from like the cold. I go inside and like warm by the fire. How is that bad? Meanwhile, then I fly home and I get off the airplane. I'm sweating. I'm hot. Yes. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, San Diego has the best weather, which San Diego does have a pretty good climate because it's mild. It doesn't get too hot here. It's not like, you know, 110 degrees in Vegas or something. But
totally.
I think, for example, today it's a rainy day. Mm-hmm. This is perfect weather.
I completely agree. I think it definitely is a Southern Californian privilege thing. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, even nowadays, I get stressed out, like, driving in really heavy rain. So I can't imagine if I was constantly having to, like, drive in snow. But I think that when I experience that weather is when I'm, like, not having to drive a ton, or I can use, like, other means of transportation, or it's a vacation, so it's not forever. I think it would be different if I lived in that weather.
Right.
But I definitely think that I prefer the cold. And, like, on days like today, or yesterday was Kyle's birthday, and it was raining so hard. And I was all, you're so lucky. It's raining on your birthday, and you don't have to drive anywhere. So we just, like, opened up all the windows and, like, sat out on our patio. And I just, I don't know. I feel like the gloom doesn't make me sad. It makes me happy, which is weird. It might be, like, my inner emo teenager.
That's what I was going to say. Like, maybe it's because I'm a sad boy. But, like, also, I can put on Taylor Swift and cry if I want. And, like, if I put on,
like,
Taylor Swift.
Wear, like, a big sweater and drink a warm drink and just feel, like, so cozy.
And if I put on Taylor Swift and cry and then I look outside and it's, like, beautiful and sunny, I'm like, man, this sucks.
Yeah. No, 100%. I completely agree with you. Wow.
I knew you
would.
Silent
clap. My hot take is that the stork narrative is bullshit. Like, with, like, I feel like anytime I see a stork now, it makes me angry. Like, I've never been angry before. Like, just the idea that, like, you literally push out a human child, like, go through childbirth, and then, like, your grandma or someone would be like, oh, the stork delivered the baby. Like, just, like, dropped it off, like, in Dumbo in, like, a nice little, like, white cloth.
You're like, no, bitch, just, I delivered the baby. It was me.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm sure someone in the comments will say, like, where this narrative, like, came from, or, like, what. I just, every time I see a stork now, it makes me so angry. And I just feel like we should get rid of that narrative.
End, like, storks.
End storks. Also, I don't think I've ever seen a stork in real life.
Oh, I've seen quite. Oh, wait. Are those storks? No, those aren't storks. I was thinking of, at my grandma used to live by a lake in a retirement community. And there were, is it a stork? The ones with the really long, thin legs that, like, walk in the water. Is that a stork?
Yes.
Okay. Then I've seen.
I think so.
Or maybe it has a different name.
I don't know. He sounds so dumb. People are going to be like, I miss Steven. Steven would know what a stork is.
No, the people love you, Sky.
Wow. They do. Thanks.
But I don't think I've ever thought that deeply about the stork narrative. But now that you as a mother, like, explain your perspective, I'm fully on board with ending the stork narrative. Also, it's kind of, I would guess that it comes from the idea that, like, women's bodies are taboo. And so you can't talk about the fact that you pushed a human being out of you because that would involve your lady bits. And so they just can't acknowledge that.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, the idea that, like, everyone was birthed. So, like, you should be able to hear about birth because you were birthed.
It's a shared experience.
A lot of people were breastfed. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of things that come in that territory are deemed very taboo. And it's like, but why? We all have literally done it.
That's probably like, one of the only shared experiences that everyone on this earth has.
Yes. That and, like, dying.
Yeah.
But
except for death and paying taxes, everything in life is just for now.
We love Avenue Q. I would love to watch Avenue Q tonight. Yeah. Like, I wish that I could just, like, hop in my car, go to the theater, have a glass of rosé, and watch Avenue Q. That sounds like a great night.
We could do a private Skype call after this, or a private Google Hangout, and I can interact all of it for you with Bella and Bruiser as the puppets.
I thought you were going to say you had, like, a good bootleg or something, but no.
No.
You're just going to sing it to me. Sorry, Milo, you have to take a bottle. Mom's busy.
Oh, I went on a walk today, and I had just finished going up the really steep uphill part, so it's like all pumped up, you know? It's like, yeah, I did it. And I was listening to 96,000 from In the Heights, and I started, like, I'm not verbally singing, but, like, lip syncing and, like, really, like, dancing as I walked.
Feeling it.
And then there are some houses that line these trails, and I noticed that someone was watching me from their window. And I was like,
"You're like, you're welcome. You're welcome for that free entertainment.
Like, I
just no embarrassment. You're welcome." I am so sad that that movie is being postponed. The release
is
of it. Yeah.
Aww.
It's not. I think it's being pushed till next summer. I could be wrong.
That sucks.
But it's like, I understand, because they want, it would be so easy just to, like, release it on streaming, but I feel like for more projects like that to happen, they have to, like, pull in the big box office numbers.
I think Mulan's getting postponed too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Because Disney released Onward on Disney Plus, but I think that was after it had been in the theater for, like, a couple weeks.
It had already been released, so they had already kind of gotten screwed by that. But I think if it hadn't been released, I don't think they would have put it on Disney Plus.
I loved Onward. I saw you guys talk about it in your vlog.
I loved it.
It was so good. Oh, my heart. Disney just knows how to do it.
They really do. I feel like we should do a virtual movie night one of these nights, but not just us, like all the listeners too. So
that would be so fun.
We could do like a Facebook group or like a Discord or something like that. And everyone could like live text while we do it.
Oh, I would love that. That would be so awesome.
Steven,
you should figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, Steven.
Or Steven or Sierra. Both of you guys are techie.
Sorry, technical difficulty. The call stopped, but we are back. Onward.
Onward Discord movie night.
Yes.
I'm so down. That sounds like a blast.
One of my friends, Fiona, she did something like this, but with Shrek, and she made it a fundraiser. So everyone paid $5 to get access to the Discord, and then all that money was donated to a COVID relief fund.
Oh, that's so awesome. We should totally do that.
Something like that. Let us know in the comments what movie you would want us to do that's on a streaming platform like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu. Something that we can all like jam along to.
Like
maybe like
Princess Diaries-esque.
Yeah. Or just Princess Diaries.
Or just Princess Diaries.
I mean, we could do Princess Diaries, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, kind of anything in that realm would be fun.
That would be so much fun. Let's do it. I'm down. Yeah.
I'm super down. But before we jump back into this conversation, let me tell you guys a little bit more about our podcast sponsor, and that is Cash App. Thank you, Cash App. Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store, and they make it super easy to send money back and forth with your friends. So if you and your roommates, maybe you're having a movie night at home, you rent a fantastic movie, like one of the ones we just mentioned, and you want to split the price, but you don't want to have to deal with, you know, actually handing cash back and forth, just use Cash App. It is a free app and it makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends, and it's super convenient. We use it all the time. It's really, really great. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, which is a free debit card that comes with boosts. And the boosts are basically like instant rewards for shopping at the places that you already do. Target, DoorDash, Whole Foods, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but packed into a free debit card. And one of our favorite things about partnering with Cash App is they work with us to support one of our favorite organizations, and that is the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project provides resources and crisis intervention to LGBTQ+ youth, which is such an important cause that we really, really stand behind, and we're so glad that Cash App wants to champion them as well. So When you sign up for Cash App and use promo code UNFILTERED, Cash App will give you $10 and also donate $10 to the Trevor Project. So download Cash App from the App Store today, use our code UNFILTERED and help support us and the Trevor Project, and you get 10 bucks. So it's a win-win. Thank you, Cash App.
Thank you, Cash App. Woohoo!
All right, so what else has been going on since we last podcasted together?
There has been literally so much. Like, so you much. Moved.
Mm-hmm.
Milo was born.
And you moved shortly before that, but I think we talked about that.
Yes. Did we? Have we podcasted since I've been in our new house? I think so.
I think so, because I remember titling one of the episodes.
It was like, Skylar that. Bought a house.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we're like fully settled in now, which is nice. Yay. How has moving been for you guys?
Good. It's been good. We're definitely taking our time more here than we did at the last place. Mm-hmm. I think the last place, I just wanted to be like done unpacking. So we rushed a lot. So I've really been like, okay, we're fully unpacking and organizing everything in this room, and then we'll move on to the next one. But that's how awesome. Long did it take you to do? Because I know you are like queen of organization and packing.
Well, thank you.
How long did it take you to unpack your very last box?
Ooh, our very last box? See, I feel like the very last box goes the fastest because you're just like kind of done at that point. And so... Yeah. I don't know. Also, I feel like since you guys have all of your office stuff and like Steven's office stuff and his video game stuff, I feel like you have a lot more like physical stuff than we do. Like, because we were just moving from a one bedroom apartment to like a two bedroom place.
Right.
So I feel like, and I don't know, I really, aside from like my closet, I feel like I tend to like pare down on things. So I feel like, as we were packing, I was like, we don't need this pot anymore. We don't need this anymore. So when we got here, I feel like we didn't have any like extra stuff that I didn't know what to do with because I had already kind of gone through, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's awesome that you guys are like taking the time to like fully feel each space because you're kind of viewing this as your forever home, right?
For sure. I think the last place, because we knew that wasn't a forever home, but I think both Steven and I thought we'd be there a lot longer. We thought maybe 5-6 years. We didn't like the school district that house was in, so we knew we'd move before our kids were school age, but we don't have any kids yet, so we were like, this could be, you know, a 7-8 year home if we wanted it to be.
Totally.
But the business needs grew, and, you know, Steven needed a work from home setup for his job, and we were like, let's just do it. Let's pull the trigger. And, you know, probably couldn't have picked a worse time. But on the bright side, we've had plenty of time and space to unpack.
Yeah, well, and I feel like that's kind of I feel like pretty much every situation right now. I mean, there are some situations that are just bad because of what's going on in the world. But I feel like most things, there's kind of like a catch-22 of like a positive side. And I feel like for you guys moving, I'm sure like the actual moving process was so hard and like dealing with like all of your real estate stuff. And I'm sure it just was all hard. But I feel like the one positive is that you guys have a lot of time at home together right now to not only unpack, but figure out like how you actually live in the space and kind of like unpack according to that, if that makes sense.
For sure. For sure. And we unpacked, the first things that we unpacked were like our personal living spaces. So our bedroom, our closet, our kitchen, our living room, and those things are done. And now it's more just, honestly, it's more just business stuff that we have to organize. So it's good because we have a downstairs master in this house, so it really feels like upstairs is work, downstairs
that's
is home.
So nice.
And I love that separation. I've been joking that my commute to work like tripled because it used to be across the hall and now it's up the stairs.
I feel like that separation is so good. And I know for a while we had like talked about the idea of potentially like getting a studio or you guys picking somewhere that had like a granny flat. But I just feel like for you personally, like the biggest perk of the job is that you can just like walk upstairs and like be in your office. And that you don't have to like fully get ready and get in your car and commute, even if that commute's like 10 minutes to get to the office, to then like meet with your employees and get us started for the day. Like, we can just like walk in, you can be like making breakfast, and like, I feel like me, Jess, and Carly are all pretty self-sufficient and like being able to like get settled while you also get settled.
And it's also so weird that none of you guys have gotten to see the space.
I know.
And like when we bought this house, we had actually planned for Carly and Jess to come look at it one day before we officially closed on the house, but after our offer had been accepted.
Yeah.
And that day was like kind of when the COVID stuff had started really becoming prevalent in the U.S. And so we were like, you know, better not. Let's not. Let's wait till next week. And then
and then next week never came.
Next week never came. But it'll be really exciting when you guys get to be here and we have this nice open office space, and I want to get a little conference table for our meetings. Ooh.
See, I feel like I'm excited for the office space, but I feel like I'm more excited just like as your friend to like see the kitchen and like,
I don't know.
It's so weird because I've spent so much time at your last place. To imagine you guys not living there is weird.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to have like a big housewarming party and heat up the pool for everyone. And that'll be – I am optimistically hoping that maybe things will be okay by 4th of July. And then maybe – we can have a 4th of July get together and but we'll see. You know, I'm not holding my breath.
I feel like that's the thing that's a little bit hard, is just kind of the uncertainty of it. I think that helps some people in being like, I don't know, it could be next week, it could be a couple months, and then they can just kind of like ride it out. But I feel like for both you and I, it's like, I just want to know. Yeah. Like, I just even if it's like not till 2021 that like I can like go out and have things be normal. I just like want to know, so I can kind of like, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that everything's going so well with moving. It's weird that we're podcasting. I feel like I'm just on the phone with you.
I know.
I hope this is interesting.
We did kind of a dry run of this by doing an Instagram live together, and that was super, super fun. And then we were like, okay, we need to figure out how to do a remote podcast, and it's easier than I thought. So
Well, especially now that like we have it all set up, like I feel like if we were to do this like next week or the week after, I would know exactly like where everything plugs in. I haven't filmed a podcast with you since January, like early January. And then I feel like half the time I like set up everything, but half the time Carly sets it up. So it's probably been quite a while since I've like actually like made sure that my audio levels were good. And so I feel like now that we've got it, it'll be a lot easier.
Which also brings up, how do we pose for a thumbnail like this?
That's a very good question. I feel like we just kind of like lean into the fact that this is like a Zoom call, and it's kind of funny that we're podcasting virtually.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's not a Zoom call, it's a Google Hangout.
Google Hangout. But one of the things that I think is, you know, has been really cool to see is how much everyone's kind of virtually come together through all of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like Steven's family is kind of all spread out over the globe, his extended family. And we did a Zoom call with all of them. You know, one of them's like in New Zealand, and some of them are up in Northern California. Awesome. We wouldn't have seen them in person and gotten to talk to them if this wasn't going on. But because of this, we're like, hey, let's do a Zoom call. Let's see how everyone's doing. And it kind of brought us together in a way that we wouldn't have normally. Mm-hmm. Last night, Skylar planned a Kyle-themed bingo virtual party for Kyle's birthday, which was so cool and so fun. And
Well, it was so awesome because I feel like there were so many people that I was able to reach out to and get on the call who definitely like would not have been there, even if we had thrown Kyle like a huge party. Because it's like they live in New York, they live in LA, they live all over. And so I feel like half of it is like reconnecting with people who you aren't as close with, but also just like logistically, like some of the people that we're closest with like live in LA or live far away and just wouldn't be able to be there for things like that. And so it's cool to even just like I feel like everyone's working a little harder to make those human connections than they were when you could just like go down the street and see your friend that's close by versus talk on FaceTime with your friend who's a couple hours away.
I think one of the most entertaining things to see has been your family's video competitions every week.
Oh, thank you very
which
much.
Which I think you have to tell the podcast about because they are, I know you've posted clips on Instagram on your story, which follow Skylar and I on Instagram, sky.p_@Schultzy. But Skylar's freaking family is hysterical. Go off.
I was talking to Kyle and he was like, I feel like you should actually post more because I posted like a 10 second snippet of one of them. And that's all that I posted of any of them. But I feel like we spend like maybe 6-8 hours each week just editing our videos. And so they're really fun. What we've decided to do is like my family, my mom's family, my aunts and their families, and then my grandma are doing video competitions each week. So the first one was we all had to create a video based on like a musical or like a movie musical and recreate a dance from it. So Kyle and I did the pigs dance from Sing, the animated film, where they sing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, which was like very entertaining. And
shot for shot remake. She sent me the video. Yes. Because you sent me the whole video and then you posted like 10 seconds of it. And yeah. Kenzie saw the 10 second snippet and brought it up when I was on like a Facebook call with her and Corey. Aww. And how funny it was. And I was like, I have the whole thing on my phone if you want to see it. And I literally showed it to them like through. And they were both like, I want to see all of them. Like, we need a Google Drive of Sky. And not Aww. Even just your guys's. Like, they want to see your everyone's. Parents, your grandma's. Like, we need this content in this time.
They are. It's so entertaining. One of my aunts did, like, the Pee Wee Herman dance where they're dancing to Tequila. My parents did. What did my parents do? Oh, they did Beetlejuice, which was, like, really funny because my parents are, like, very extra. So they had, like, all the costumes and everything. And then the next week, we did recreating Disney rides. So Kyle and I...
adorable.
It was just, it's so fun. And I feel like it's a fun thing to, like, Kyle's still working 9 to 5. And so it's not like we have, like, all of this free time now. But just to get off at the end of the day and be like, okay, instead of, like, sitting on the couch where we've been sitting all day and, like, let's like turn on The Office or whatever. It's fun to have a project. And then we've been like doing a big party at the end of each week with my family over Zoom. And like we'll do awards and everyone will vote. And it's just like a fun thing.
I love that. Yeah. That's so fun. It's I want to do so awesome. A virtual game night with my family where we play Quibbage or yes. Fibbage. Yeah, Fibbage and Quiplash. Mm-hmm. I combine those two. But I feel like I've seen people do live streams playing those before. And I feel like that's something we yes. could totally do. I just feel like it's so cool to see how everyone's families are kind of like bridging that gap in their own
absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I feel like I've never talked to my mom more than I have during this time. I feel like almost every day I'm like FaceTiming her and stuff. Especially I think because like my load changes so much like over the course of like a day or two. And so I think that... for my mom, she's really, really sad about missing out on that. And I think, like, Kyle's mom and you and Jessica and a lot of people are really sad about it. But I think for my mom, it's, like, kind of hitting her. And so I feel like we've been doing, like, at least a FaceTime a day. And I'll just, like, have the phone on Milo and it, like, won't even be about me. But I feel like it's fun to, I don't know, even though we aren't connecting as much as we once were physically, it's awesome that I feel like I'm almost connecting more with people
virtually.
Than I ever have.
Yeah. But I feel like I've been consuming more content than ever, for sure.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think that I'm still like pretty busy with like always running around and having to do stuff with Milo. And so I will a lot of times have stuff on in the background. But I feel like I could imagine that more people are on YouTube than, like, ever before.
Yeah. I feel like now is the perfect time for... for us to either do another casting YouTubers into Broadway shows podcast. Because that's a great one to do, like this over Google Hangout. Or finally the time to do the a tiered list of all the Disney Channel original movies. And we don't have to watch them all because I know there's so many. But we could tier rank the ones that we've both watched. Or one of us has watched.
Do you know what's horrible? Is Kyle brought that up the other day. He was like,
yes!
He was like, I'm debating texting Sierra and telling her that this would be the perfect time for her to finally do that video. And I was like, you had better not text her because she will. Like, if you give her that, like, little push, like, I feel like that's all you need.
I've decided that watching them all is too much because we did the math and it would take me 23 days straight or something like that. So I've given up on that dream. But I think doing a ranking of all the ones that we have seen is very feasible. Also, so, okay, this is going to make me sound really, really nerdy, and it's fine. I just have to accept it. So, you know, I listen to a lot of Survivor podcasts.
Yes.
Do you happen to know, or anyone listening happen to know, what a Brant Steele simulation is?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sad to say I do not.
Because I was holding it back. So, there's this website where you can enter in any character you want. So it could literally just be like, you just need a photo and a name. That's it. So typically it's done with Survivor characters, but you could do TV characters. You could do your family and friends. And it runs a simulation of a season of Survivor based on those names. So it'll be like, so here's my idea. I think I should do a Brant Steele simulation with YouTubers. So it would be like, Shane Dawson and JoJo Siwa found a hidden immunity idol and blindsided, I don't know, PewDiePie or something like that. And we can run through a Survivor Brant Steele simulation with YouTubers. Just pretend it's on Survivor. Pretend it's Hunger Games. Pretend we're doing a Hunger Games simulation but with YouTubers.
Okay, so I like that idea. But I think that what would top it would be if you made up the simulation. Like, instead of, like, plugging in and just, like, randomly having it generated, like, you taking into account, like, how would Shane Dawson do in Survivor? How would Joey Graceffa do? But see,
the great thing about the simulation is we then have to rationalize it because it just says what happens. So if it says, like, because I've watched a lot of these Brant Steele simulations on Rob Has a Podcast. So the best part is them trying to, like, rationalize why that would have happened.
Yeah.
So, like, if, you know, Alicia Marie voted out Miss Remy Ashton, why? Like, what happened? We have to create a story and be like, she tried to take her video idea and she didn't like it, so she kicked her off the island. And that's
You know what, Sierra? I think it's a great idea. I'm down. I feel like in 2020, we're trying to come up with original content. And I don't think any other podcast that's in our kind of vertical of, like, two girls in their 20s talking about, like, their lives has done that. So I think we should be trailblazers. I think we should run the, what's it called? Brant Steele?
Brant Steele. Yeah.
We should run a Brant Steele simulation.
I am so glad I have you on board. I had one more argument point that I was going to use if you weren't on board yet, but I'm just going to tell you.
Give
anyways.
It to me.
VidCon is canceled. This is now VidCon. We're going to call it Survivor VidCon, and we're going to go to the featured creators YouTube page or the featured creators page on VidCon's website and choose like 20 people to be
awesome. Done. You know, I have an idea. I feel like we should figure out, like, the watch time for how much time it would take you to watch Westworld. And then you should figure out, like, what Survivor seasons you want me to watch. And we should figure it out so it's, like, the same amount of time. Because I'm guessing Survivor episodes are shorter than Westworld episodes.
Well, how long's a Westworld episode?
Long. Like, 2 hours.
Oh, geez. Survivor's an hour.
So I feel like we should figure it out, and I should watch a couple seasons of Survivor. You should watch a couple seasons of Westworld, and then we can level with each other. I'm in.
Okay. Okay. Well, I already know the first season that I want you to watch. I want you to watch Heroes versus Villains, season 20, which is the best season. And I also recently rewatched it when I was healing from the miscarriage, so it's, like, fresh in my brain.
I'm so excited.
I also need to figure out what second season I want you to watch. Continue.
We would have to make it like next week, but I would be interested in potentially watching all of Tiger King again, taking notes and doing like a recap episode.
Would you guys want a Tiger King podcast? Because I'm absolutely down to watch it again and we can go through it. Let us know. Or yes. Have you had it up to here with the Tiger King? That's fine too. Let us know.
Comment down below. Because I feel like...
Go ahead.
I feel like you and I have a lot that we could talk about with Tiger King. Okay. Especially if I like went through, watched it again, really paid attention and took notes. Because I think that when I first started it, I was like... Everyone's talking about this show and I was like half paying attention. I feel like I would pick up on a lot more this time.
We should do it. We should do a Tiger, even though we're late to the game, we should do a Tiger King podcast because I have so many things I want to mention. Like,
yes,
the fact that they were interviewing the hitman while he was taking a bath and like that wasn't even a thing. Like that wasn't even like,
yes,
like that. The show was so weird. My yes. brain did not pick up on, or like the guy Saf, his entire interview was him sitting in a pile of trash.
Yes. No, I would love to do that. I'm so down. Have you taken any quizzes yet to like find out who you are?
No, are there quizzes?
Kyle sent me one the other day and I took it.
Oh, that would be a great part of the podcast.
Can you guess who I am?
You're Carol.
No, I'm not Carol Baskin, the most hated character. Well, screw you.
Let me rephrase. I think you are actually what Carol Baskin thinks she is.
Wow.
Which is a really high compliment because she clearly thinks she's great.
I can't with you just without like missing a beat. You're Carol Baskin. I'm a husband killer. No. Kyle, I know you're upstairs right now. Watch out. I'm going to feed you to the cats. Like,
wow. Sorry.
Great.
In my brain, I was thinking, yeah, like, you know, she's got some issues, but she's also, like, the only person
Are you talking about me or Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin, not
you. I thought you were talking about me.
You don't have any issues. You're great. 10 out of 10.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's okay. Got some issues, not as many as Carol Baskin.
Not as many as Carol Baskin. But Carol Baskin, as much hate as everyone gives her in the series, and rightfully so in some ways, she's like the only person who like hasn't been convicted of a crime.
Yeah. Okay.
And like also isn't on meth.
I would like to watch the series again before like formally stating this. But I think my opinion on Carol Baskin is kind of similar to my opinion on Barb from The Bachelor, as to where I didn't like her, but I also didn't hate her as much as everyone else did.
I did not hate Carol Baskin as much as everyone else did. And, okay, so here's my thing. Did Carol Baskin
kill... This is just turning into our Tiger King episode. We definitely have to do a Tiger King episode.
We have to. I'll keep this short because I want to save it all for the Tiger King episode. But here's the thing. Did Carol Baskin kill her husband? I can't answer that. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Was Carol Baskin's husband definitely not the best guy? Probably. I mean, she was 19 and he literally like picked her up off the side of the road and asked her to hold a gun to his head. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then I believe that he definitely could have disappeared. Being that he had definitely some like sketchy business dealings and was always, you know, flying really low, going to these different places. There were definitely some red flags. So I am not team like everyone go cancel Carol Baskin and say that she killed her husband. Because I don't know. And she's also a real person who's alive yeah. and is definitely going to be dealing with a lot because of this. Mm-hmm. And so I do feel some empathy for her because of that.
Yes.
But is she... Definitely not on the
is
kind
she
of
definitely
high
not the person that you want your best friend to say you remind me of Carol Baskin. Yes,
but I also want to go as Carol Baskin for Halloween this year.
I told Kyle, I was like, do you know how many people are going to be Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin? Like, I
yeah,
feel like that
Steven.
Just me and Steven. I feel
but
like
maybe I should be Joe Exotic and Steven should be Carol Baskin.
Yes. I feel like that maybe makes a little more sense. Or Steven yeah. could maybe be like, was it Joe? Is Joe the one who, like, why am I forgetting? Not Doc. The one who took over.
Jeff.
I feel like Steven has kind of Jeff energy.
That to me is the biggest insult more than Carol. Jeff is sketch.
But, like, I feel like I could imagine Steven in a Jeff costume more than Steven in a Joe Exotic costume. Like, just like a hat, just kind of like a straight everyman.
Have you seen the trend on TikTok of the Joe Exotic 10 fingers? You know, the girls who do the 10 finger challenge where it's like, I am gay. Yes. I've had two husbands most of my life. I got a judgment on me from some bitch down in Florida. And you do the 10 fingers.
I love it.
We should put a pin in this, though, and come back to this in our Tiger King episode.
I agree.
Do we want to make a plan to rewatch this week so that we can take notes and do a Tiger King podcast next week?
I am down.
But that also means it pushes my VidCon Survivors at War simulation back. So,
but I feel like that's timely whenever. Like that... That will be its own entity whenever we put it out. Like that's, as Hannah Ann said, a finasco in itself.
That's true.
But Tiger King, like, we're a little late. So putting it out in 2 weeks from now, like, we'll have to put it out 2 weeks from now, not any later.
I want to work on, like, a master list of the best shows to binge that are on, like, Hulu and Netflix right now. To post for you guys, because I feel like I haven't actually watched that much TV and, like, not even TV, but, like, Netflix, Hulu shows that, like, that during this. Mm-hmm. But before that, when I was recovering from the miscarriage, I watched everything.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I feel like that was kind of me in my last, like, month of pregnancy when I, like, wasn't really coming into work, but I was, like, staying home. And, yeah, no, I feel like I have so many TV and movie recommendations, especially TV. Which
I feel like America's Next Top Model is definitely one of the worst shows, but also one of the best shows to binge. And it's such, like, I know that that's probably not the best influence on me. I'm well aware. You know, there's some not so body positive things that are said, but the makeover episodes, the go-see episodes, I can't stop. It's so good.
I have never watched America's Next Top Model. But have it's you on watched Hulu. Have you watched Next in Fashion?
No, what's that?
So it's Tan France from Queer Eye. He's like the host of it. And it's basically like, did you ever watch Face Off? I feel like you wouldn't have watched Face Off. It was like a special effects makeup show.
I heard of it, but I don't think I ever watched
it. So it's like they have all these designers and they're all like creating runway looks. And I think it's kind of similar to the energy of like Project Runway, America's Next Top Model. But like they have an episode where it's all like plus size models and it's like very diverse. And I don't know. It was really cool. And I feel like I usually don't like fashion-y type shows because I do feel like they can be a little... triggering's the wrong word, but I just feel like I don't necessarily always feel the best after watching them. But I feel like it was so focused in on like the actual designs and the designers, and then the models also were all different races and genders, and I don't know, it was awesome. So recommend.
I'll have to watch that.
It's really
good.
Let us know
down in the comments if you guys have any favorite bingeable shows that we should compile into a list. I know Glee is like a great show to binge because I recently rewatched it.
Did you rewatch all of it?
All of it.
Wow. I don't think I've ever watched the final season of Glee.
I had not either, and I didn't realize that until I rewatched it.
And then you were like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think I stopped about halfway through the second to last season when I was watching it as it came out. I was like, this is too much. But then I watched the last episode when it aired. So in my brain, I had finished it because I remembered the last episode.
Yeah.
But I definitely had not.
I know. That's one that I need to rewatch. There are a couple of Kyle's like all-time favorite shows that I've never watched. Like I've never watched Lost. And he keeps trying to convince me to like get into some of those more like sci-fi whatever shows. But I just...
I never finished Lost either, because it got weird.
Yeah, that's what I
hear. First season's great.
I don't know. I'm excited that you might watch Westworld.
I'm excited that you might watch Survivor.
Now watching it, it is violent. Okay. But I don't like all the violence. You know, I've like literally walked out of Marvel movies before, like crying, being like, everyone just killing each other. Like, I'm very like soft. So people like scalping each other in Westworld, like a lot. But I feel like it's all very necessary and very story driven. So
to me, if you can handle it, I know I can handle it. Because I think...
Hey,
because I know I'm sensitive, but I know you're more very sensitive.
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think of like what else has happened that we wouldn't want to make its like
own episode.
Yeah, because I feel like birth and all of that will have to be its own. Tiger King will have to be its own.
Survivor, Brant Steele, Vid Connors at War will have to be... I need to get a better title.
I feel like the more niche that title is, the better. Because I feel like our core listeners are going to listen. And, like, they'll enjoy it. And then I feel like if that's popping up on someone's, like, recommended page or they're just stumbling upon it, they're only going to be invested if they, like, care about Survivor and, like, that kind of stuff.
I just got a great idea. As you were saying, there are some core listeners who will listen to anything. Shout out to you guys. We should do a ranking, like a March Madness bracket of all the silly songs with Larry and have them face off against each other.
So into it. I am so into that. Yes.
We could definitely listen to all the silly songs with Larry because they're short. And so, whereas watching all the Disney Channel original movies is a big undertaking, I bet we could listen to every silly song with Larry in a couple hours.
We could also rank all of the Young Humma songs. Does our audience know about Young Humma?
Is Young Humma too niche?
If you're listening to this and you like silly rap music, I'm gonna say it's silly. Look up Young Humma, YUNGHUMMA, and Flint Flossie.
Start with Lemme Smang It, because that's the original. That's like the first song.
And you have to watch the music videos. If you just listen to the music, you won't really get it.
You need the music video. Then what would you say to go to next? I was going to say treat me like a farmer. A farmer? Yeah. No, treat me like a pirate. That's what it is.
Yes.
Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty.
Yes.
Is the lyric. And then Naughty Farmer.
I'm just
a naughty farmer. I grow straight freaks.
This is like what when Sierra and I would like go to parties, we would like take the aux cord and put this on, and everyone at the party would just be like, what is happening? But big fan.
I bet there, because we don't, I don't think we, like, listen to every Young Humma song. I think we just listen to, like, the core four, you know?
I bet he's released more songs, too, than the last time we, like, searched for him on YouTube.
I think that could be a great rabbit hole.
Maybe we could get him on the podcast. We haven't interviewed someone in a while. A quarantine interview with Young Humma.
With Young Humma. I have so many questions I would love to ask Young Humma.
Same.
Like, honestly, is he joking or is he in on the joke? Like, is he not in on the joke or is he? I want to
know. But is that offensive to ask?
Because then what if
he's I don't know. Yeah, what if he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
a joke?
Like, what joke? Do you think I'm a joke? I grow straight
and then
freaks.
You fight and you have another over scandal Skype. Like how you had a scandal with Mike Tyson because he stole our Pokemon gummies.
We're still not over that Mike Tyson.
Oh gosh. People well, are really like, what are they talking about?
The camera just turned off because the battery died, and since I am filming alone, I can't get up to change it. So I guess this is a good place to end the podcast unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
No, I feel like that was perfect. I can go feed Milo. He'll be a happy baby.
Does Milo have a favorite song yet?
He loves the song Dance Monkey, which, like, I don't particularly like. Like, it's a TikTok song, I feel like. I mean, is it popular places other than TikTok? I don't know. I don't listen to the radio. I bet
it's being, like, played on the radio now because it's, like, so popular on TikTok.
But to me, it's definitely, like, a funny TikTok song. And he, like, literally could be screaming, crying. And if I turn on that song, he'll hear, like, the first ding of it. And he'll, like, turn his head and he'll start, like, shaking his body and get, like, very excited and dance. So a lot of times if he's, like, a little upset, Kyle and I will just, like, turn it on. And then he's just a happy baby. So
have you ever introduced him to any silly songs with Larry or Young Hama?
I bet I've played VeggieTales for him. I don't think I've played Young Hama for him.
I feel like there's a window where you can play Young Hama and he doesn't understand it. And, like, then there's going to be a big window where you can't play Young Hama. And then a window where he's old enough that, like, okay, you can laugh at Treat Me Like a Pirate and Give Me That Booty.
Yes. I will play Young Hama for him tonight. And if he dances, I will send you and Steven a good video of it. Oh, I promise.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is the content I'm living for.
It was really cute. Today I started playing Thunder for him by Imagine Dragons and he was like rocking out. And I was all, you look just like a mini Kyle.
That's so cute. Also, I have a suggestion or a submission for your parents, your family's next themed video.
Yes.
I think they should reenact a silly song with Larry because there's so many good ones to choose from.
Wait. That is brilliant.
Right? Thank you. My genius is finally being recognized in the form of silly songs with Larry.
I'm gonna text my family right now and let them know. That's fantastic.
Which one would you do? Because I feel like everyone's gonna do Where Is My Hairbrush? Because that's like people who say their favorite Taylor Swift song is like You Belong With Me.
Yes. Well, Kyle and I consider doing Dance of the Cucumber for our dance reenactment. Just because it's such a funny, like, two-person dance. But I don't know. Well, why don't I let you guys know when we film our Tiger King episode what I end up doing. So I'm sure my family will go for that.
And then our March Madness face-off of all the silly songs with Larry songs. Which I feel like we're going to have some differing opinions. Because I would guess you think Song of the Cebu is annoying. And I love Song of the Cebu. Like, yes. I really love it.
Also, we've discussed this before, but I definitely am the Archibald Asparagus to your Larry the Cucumber. Like, when he comes and he's all, stop being so silly! So silly! We're going to get emails saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo?
Are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so.
That's us.
That's us. That is so us. Oh my gosh, I can't stop laughing. But thanks guys for watching and listening. Woo. Let us know down in the comments which of our ideas you are here for and which you want us to burn in a trash dumpster fire. Even though we probably won't listen because I'm really committed to this March Madness Silly Songs with Larry.
Well, and I also feel like because we're doing this over video, it feels a little more like informal. Like we always wear like our comfy clothes, but we're like, for me, I'm not like in your studio. Like I'm also in my home, like you're in your home. So you could be
not wearing pants and I would have no idea.
Yes. For the first time in forever. And so I feel like we can do more of these like silly episodes. And I feel like it was important that we did like one kind of catch up episode. And I'm sure we'll do episodes on like childbirth and all sorts of things. But I feel like it's fun to start having like dedicated episodes of like, let's do your Survivor bracket simulation thing.
Brant Steele.
Brant Steele simulation. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, I love you. And I love you guys listening. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Hope you have a good rest of your week and you stay safe and you stay home. And we'll talk to you later.